Please take your sitting postures. One of the crafts of the meditation practitioner is the craft of the new beginning. We begin anew. There's a tremendous power in our ability to start new. So with this new day, we start a new day of our lives. We start a new day of practice. We check in how it is now. We are interested in now. We are interested in how the body feels right now. What the body feels. So I ask your attention. I'd like to indulge your attention to stay with me for a moment and query. Ask yourself, how is the body feeling? What is it feeling? If I am not to think of myself, if I am not to remember myself, what is it that I actually can know right now? What does the body know right now? There are very simple sensations, presumably. I would expect you sense some of your weight where the body touches the ground beneath you. You feel that this body has weight. We are subject to gravity. We feel that. We feel that most clearly where the body makes contact with the ground or the cushion or the mat. Maybe you feel the texture of your clothes. Maybe you feel the hands, or the hands feel the cloth, or the hands feel the warmth of the legs. Bodies have a powerful reality. If this body feels bad, if our heart is not very strong, it is very likely that the mind will feel bad as well. So there's a tremendous emphasis in Buddhist meditation teaching on getting to learn how to be with the body, acknowledging it's there, acknowledging its needs, and being able to be with body experience, being able to attend to be gentle and aware, continually aware. So body offers many things. It offers touch, it offers contact, it offers feelings of warmth, solidity, maybe there are rhythms, maybe we can sense our heart. This is one possible rhythm. Maybe you can sense your breath. This is a very obvious rhythm of the body. Maybe you're very, very sensitive and you can feel the long tide in your spinal cord. See whether you can distinguish feelings of the body, what I call sensation, from thinking or from imagining, from conceiving. It is important that you learn to make this distinction. So the first step of all meditation experience is to gather the awareness of the mind with physical experience, embodied experience, experience that I can sense. Breathing in, breathing out, being here. Very simple, very direct. Besides being able to feel, I'm conscious of my other senses. I can hear. There is sound. And although my eyes are closed, there is probably some visual experience. I don't know what it is like for you, but when I have my eyes closed, there are still lights, there are still colors. Subdued, not very dramatic, but there is still visual experience. I can become aware of this very briefly right now. I'm conscious of smell. Where I come from, it doesn't smell like that. The morning here has particular smells. The smells of a hot day that is covered with a little bit of humidity. The smells of the earth, the smells of the trees. This building has a particular smell. I can be aware of this. I'm conscious of taste. It's not very dramatic right now. I've only tasted water and a little toothpaste this morning. So, but there is echoes of this. I can find it in my taste. So there are many different senses that are operating. And I'm interested in using these senses to help me to come back to the present moment. That's the crucial device. How to find anchor in the present moment, how to come back to the present moment, how to go away from the stream of thinking, stream of remembering, and go back from that stream into the present moment. The most powerful way to go back to the present moment is to go to the body. Because the body's experience is always present. The body doesn't experience the hunger from last night, or it doesn't experience the pain from tomorrow. It experiences what it experiences right now. So if I bring my attention into the present moment, I am with my experience right now. So how is it for you right now? What does your body feel? What is most dominant? I'm not interested what you think about your body or what you expect your body to be like. I'm interested that you ask yourselves right now, What does this body feel? What is the most dominant physical sensation you can bring into your awareness? Is this a pleasant experience? Or is it not pleasant? Maybe it is a very nice warmness in your belly that is most dominant. Maybe it is a pain, something sharp, something stinging. Maybe it's something very small, but you don't like it. You have strong feelings about it. Whatever it is, try to be gentle with it. Envelop it with your awareness. Go into it with your breath. Breathe into it. Deepen. Soften, widen your awareness. If the mind wanders away, if you find yourself thinking or dreaming, gently bring that part of the mind which is capable of attending, of being aware, bring that part back to the body, particularly to the breath, where you feel that breath at its lowest point in your body, somewhere in your belly. I'd like you to gather your attention and feel that lowest area, that lowest place where the breath reaches into. Placing your attention in the part of your body that feels the breath at its deepest, most point. Don't make it very small, make it big. Feel as if you would weigh the breath with both of your hands, as if your breath had a weight. And you would feel the weight of your breath with both of your palms, somewhere in your belly. Receive it. breathing out.